this is a space gate. Gosh, I can't even get those words out very easily. Space Kate. That's my name. And I have been awake for, like 24 plus, 24 plus. About 32 hours, I think. Maths, as you might be able to tell, from my slowness there, is apparently not a strong point when I'm this tired and dehydrated and slightly sunburned and overwhelmed by rocket launch and hungry. So yeah, seen the final shuttle launch. We've stayed awake an unbelievable amount of time. And we've even just seen a heron-y, stalky bird thing. Yeah. So Matt has been wonderfully wonderful and done some driving, like a lot of driving, which made all of this possible. How did you find the launch, Matt?
It was amazing. I'm exhausted, but the launch itself was absolutely incredible.
See, what you may not realise from Matt's voice there is that actually watching a space shuttle launch is completely epic and astonishingly brilliant. But we are now so tired that no matter how cool it is, we're just, we're kind of done, right?
Yeah.
So, if I could grant you three wishes right now, what would they be?
Shower, food, bed.
In that order? Yeah, I think in that order, actually.
Probably.
Yeah.
I might be able to push bed out for food, or food out for bed, or whichever, but shower first.
Here we are, we're just about to cross the border, cross the lines. We have officially now left the building, or the Kennedy Space Centre, that is. I'm only recording this, kind of rambling mess, so that you can have an idea of just how dysfunctionally tired I am right now. And I'm about 31 hours of no sleep. I had to go and interview the lovely astronaut Shannon Walker, who looked, you know, stunning as ever in her blue astronaut suit, and you know, she's got this smile and she glows, and you know, it didn't matter to her that she'd been asked the same boring questions over and over and over again. She answered them with a smile. She was polite. You know, they trained them well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, this is what I'm here to do. I'm like, yeah. Okay. I kind of would have liked to have got a special answer from her, because, you know, it's me, I want a special answer, right? But I think, you know, by that point everybody was just fading, and I wasn't exactly sparkling to give her the opportunities to you know, to say interesting things to me that she hadn't already said about 10 times that day. Although saying that, I interviewed Chris Hadfield, who is the kind of all-round, uber multi-talented astronaut, singer, guitarist, pilot, generally nice guy, and he did say something that I found quite, I mean, it sort of stopped me in my tracks, really. And he said that he actually feels slightly to blame for Columbia, because he could have done something, you know, he could have shouted louder, he could have made more of a fuss, and he didn't. Things didn't end well, and he blames himself for that. And I thought that was quite a sobering thought, actually, on what had otherwise been a very... Well, actually, no, it hadn't just been a joyful day, because it has been slightly melancholy, because this is the end of an era. And just literally a few moments after Atlantis launched, somebody said to me, "There goes my job." And with the end of the shuttle program, that's it. He trains astronauts to fly the shuttle. Well, they don't really need anyone to do that anymore, so he's just one of many who's now being laid off and wondering what to do next. But it's okay, because he's coming travelling to Europe, and I shall host him in London, and we'll all have a marvellous time. And it's thanks to the shuttle that we're friends in the first place. It's a lovely little story, isn't it? As I said, rambling, because so tired. Actually, I'm saying I'm really tired because I assume I must be, and I think I probably am. I'm kind of too tired that I don't think I could sleep right now.
I dare you to close your eyes for 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Yeah, no, okay. I take it back. Maybe I could sleep. Alright, well, I won't close my eyes for 30 seconds until I've pressed stop on the recording. Otherwise...
Very boring audio.
Yeah. Just me snoring away in the car. Great. Yeah, so I'm going to say goodbye for now, and you're not going to get this audio until ages, because there is no Wi-Fi, and there's going to be like a whole stack of other audio just being uploaded. Oh, and that's my phone. I'm going to go. Bye. So I stopped that boo rather abruptly because my phone rang, and it was Flux, who sounded at least as tired as I am. Which is probably because he's had as little sleep as I have. But now we have stopped the car abruptly because... Well, first of all, we saw a sign for melons, the watermelons, for $3 each. And Matt was like, yeah, I could just eat a melon. Like, nom 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 nom. And I was like, yeah, I like melon. And they're like, oh, we're too tired, we can't bother to stop. But then... they got a sign up calling them space melons. So we're going to go and buy a space melon. Because we're that kind of suckerish for anything to do with space. But, you know, $3, and it's a space melon. Full of win.